Veteran News. I'm John Scott. President Biden says Veterans Day is a day of coming together in honor of those who served in the armed forces.
Today, as we strive on to finish the work of our moment, to bind the nation's wounds once again, we commit, recommit to this sacred vow.
Mr. Biden spoke after placing a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery today. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump has tapped a New York congresswoman to serve as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Bernie Bennett has details.
President-elect Donald Trump has tapped House Republican Conference Chair Lisa Stefanik to serve as ambassador to the United Nations. The nomination is Trump's first cabinet pick for his second term in the White House. Stefanik has been a staunch defender of Israel in his response to Hamas's October 7th attacks. A day before last week's election, Stefanik reiterated her call for the defunding of the United Nations Relief Work Agency for Palestine refugees because she alleges it has been infiltrated by Hamas. She has served in the House since 2015 and represents New York's 21st congressional district. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Donald Trump announcing his inaugural committee will be chaired by Florida real estate investor Stephen Witkoff and former Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler. Five people found shot to death inside three homes in the same area of Wichita, Kansas. Police believe those shootings are connected. Police Chief Joe Sullivan says one of the people found dead Sunday was the suspected shooter. Fire crews on both coasts of the U.S. battling wildfires, including one in New York and New Jersey, that killed a parks employee. In Southern California, crews northwest of L.A. made progress Sunday against a fire that has prompted thousands of evacuations. On Wall Street, the Dow had 345 points, the Nasdaq losing 33. This is SRN News. A new look at LGBT Americans.
Given their prominence in entertainment and in the news media, a lot of people guess the U.S. population of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people is about one-third or possibly more. But the latest Gallup poll finds LGBT individuals make up just 7.6% of the total population. And most of those people are Generation Z, teens and young adults. Older people are much less likely to be gay, suggesting that many young people will actually shed that label as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Questions about sexual orientation and gender identity are back on track to be on the questionnaire for the most comprehensive survey of American life by 2027. Census Bureau officials say the new questions on the American Community Survey will show up on questionnaires in 3 years, with that data from those questions available the following year. This is SRN News. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court ruling on an 1849 abortion ban expected to take weeks, but it's considered a little more than a formality.
Liberal justices control the Wisconsin Supreme Court, so abortion rights advocates stand an excellent chance of winning. But Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky, a Republican, says the 1849 ban should be enforced because it was never repealed.
Correspondent Donna Warder. Authorities say more than half of the monkeys bred for medical research that escaped from a compound in South Carolina have been recovered unharmed. Police said Sunday that another 24 monkeys had been captured, bringing the total number now to 25. California farmers are devoting more land to pistachios, which are seen as hardy and more drought-tolerant. The nut has surged over the past decade, generating nearly $3 billion last year. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.